My name is Carrie Messenger, and I teach in the English department at Sheppard University.
And you are the final faculty research forum for this year, so explain what you're going to talk about in your presentation.
Well, my presentation is called History and Gretel, and I will be discussing the origin of some short stories that I wrote last year at the Virginia Center for the Creative Arts and a fellowship that I had there. And those stories all combine history and speculative fiction in different kinds of combinations. And to work on those stories, I had to research some historical documents, and then also went through a process of researching fairy tales. For example, the story that I have that it's based on Hansel and Gretel, which is where I got the title for the talk, History and Gretel, I looked at stories of cannibal situations during the famine in Moldova and Ukraine. And the famine in Ukraine happened under Stalinist rule and was extremely severe. But there was a later one in Republic of Moldova where I served as a Peace Corps volunteer in 1947 that was a much smaller famine, but Moldova is a much smaller country. So even though it was much smaller in terms of the number of people who died, in terms of it decimating the population, it successfully decimated the population. And I read documents that were written in Romanian. Well, actually, they were originally written in Russian, although the book that I was reading had been translated from Russian into Romanian. And then I translated them into English, and then I worked on turning them into fiction, thinking about the story of Hansel and Gretel as a framework.
You mentioned translating from Russian to,
The book that I was using that was on the Moldovan famine was written originally in Russian and then translated in Romanian. The national language of Moldova actually is Romanian, but the documents were first collected for that famine in Russian because that was the language of the Soviet Union. And so the book that I was using was a book that came out in Moldova when Moldova became an independent country. And so it was the Russian translation of the Romanian text for a Romanian readership, probably in Romania being the ultimate. I can read Romanian. And I learned Romanian when I was a Peace Corps volunteer. And then I actually went back to Romania after Romania, I served as a Peace Corps volunteer in Moldova, which is the only other Romanian-speaking country besides Romania. And so once you learn Romanian, those are really only the two countries where you can practice your Romanian. And so I was Peace Corps volunteer in Moldova, and then I did a Fulbright year in Romania. And I translate. I used to do a lot more translation from Romanian in the last couple of years. I just haven't had the time. But these accounts of the famine were very easy to read because they were interviews with peasants that were transcribing what the peasants said. And so a lot of the vocabulary was very similar to the vocabulary that I knew from the village that I served in as a Peace Corps volunteer. It was like, even though there was a big time lapse, but the kinds of vocabulary was very easy to read.
Talk about the process of taking this history, the true things, and making it part of your story.
I've been interested in fairy tales for a long time and the way that fairy tales do process traumatic history often, or are stories that we tell ourselves to make sense of the world. And so I wanted to think about the way that famine and cannibalism play out in some fairy tales, and then thinking about, okay, well, what happens in the historical narrative versus what happens in Hansel and Gretel, and what has to happen when somebody wants to eat each other or put somebody in an oven. I think there's quite a bit of overlap often in terms of how you phrase the stories. And I think often they're really not stories for children, but they are, I think they're cultural touchstones that people keep on coming back to.
So how do you make that your story, your piece of fiction that you're writing?
Well, in the case of Hansel and Gretel, I read different translations of the earlier text recorded by Grimm, and then thought about how I would want to play that story out if it was set in Moldova in 1947. And there, in the Romanian-speaking countries, there were populations of German speakers who had been living in the area since the Middle Ages, and they were always somewhat mistrusted and were often of a much higher economic status than other people that would be in the village. And so I played with some of the German aspects of that fairy tale too, and the tensions between the German speakers and the Romanian speakers in the village, and then just sort of saw what happened. In some ways, it was easier to deal with the fairy tales and then incorporating in historical information versus taking the historical information and turning it into the fairy tales. The story that I was working on, where I was dealing with the actual transcripts of what went on in the famine, it was much harder in some ways to shape those into a story and not just let them be as a narrative.
What do you hope people who come to your lecture take away from it?
I hope that I entertain them and possibly creep them out a little bit, because there will be some cannibalism.
Well, thank you for talking.
Thank you.